Well, during a rainy season in South Sudan is when we receive the most of snake bite victims. The snakes escape the water. Snakes often enter people's houses, which is where about half of the patients we see tell us that they were bitten inside their houses. Mm-hmm. But whenever our patients are bitten, outside or inside, everyone has the same problem, how to get treatment. Mm-hmm. Most snake bite victims live in remote areas and have to travel long distance to seek health care. During the rainy season, when roads can become impassable, people may have to travel for several days and long distance to reach an hospital. And the medical consequences of arriving late to the health facility or being bitten by a snake are devastating.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you mentioned about the rainy season, and the rainy season is actually here. How can we safeguard ourselves from snake bites?
Well, it's quite difficult to say how to safeguard ourselves, but the best thing is, as I said, it's difficult to say. Mm-hmm. The best thing is, of course, if you are bitten or anyone is bitten, it's good to, an important thing is that the person has to try to get health treatment as quickly as possible, to reach an hospital as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm.
And even before someone reaches the hospital, are there some first aid that someone needs to do, you know, like, just immediately in order to help?
Yes, the most important one is first remove the person from the area where he was bitten. Mm-hmm. Second is also to keep the person calm.
Okay.
Because most of the snake bites, people, they don't die because of the snake bites. So, and apply a pressure.
What do they die of if they don't die because of the snake bite?
No, I mean, the snake bite is there, but they get completely, like, stressed and they get panic.
Okay.
So before that, you have to keep the person calm and as still as possible until medical help arrives or the person is taken to the health facility. Apply a pressure immobilization bandage, mm-hmm. which is there. Avoid washing the bite. Mm-hmm. It's not advisable to wash the bite because sometimes the venom is left on the wound, so that helps to identify which kind of snake it was, either it was venomous or not. And do not apply anything. Don't cut the wound and don't suck the venom out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because growing up we had that if you're being bitten by a snake, you need to try and suck out the venom. Just enlighten more on that.
Well, it's also risky and dangerous for the person who's going to suck it. Mm-hmm. So it means you're putting more people on danger.
Right. And right. And you said the snake bite shouldn't be washed because it helps identify whether the snake was venomous or not. And that leads me to my question. Are all snakes venomous? If not, how do you differentiate these snakes?
Well, it's not that all of the snakes are venomous. Around a quarter of all the snake species are identified as being venomous. So meaning most of them are actually harmless. Mm-hmm. It is often hard to differentiate species through. So my advice is to seek medical attention if bitten by any kind of snake. Because in the lab, then we do our test. And then, as I said, when a bit of venom is left on the wound, we take the sample, we identify what kind of snake it is. Mm-hmm.
Will it be more helpful if you kill the snake and you go with it to the hospital?
Well, some of our patients, they do. They do bring the sample of the snake, that this was the snake bitten by us. But I would not
encourage that
because, as I said, around a quarter of all snake species are identified as being venomous. Mm-hmm. But of course, to remove the snake from the patient, if that is still intact with the patient.
Mm-hmm. And are there some, you know, recorded statistics that you can give us on how often people really get bitten by snakes in South Sudan?
Well, I will talk about our hospital in Agog. Mm-hmm. In MSF hospital, we treat around 300,000 victims of snake bite each year. And most of these patients come throughout the rainy season. Mm-hmm. A snake bite envenoming the medical condition resulting from a snake bite needs to be treated with anti-venom in most cases. Mm-hmm. And as we know that even with antivenom, treatment for snake bite is much more difficult when victims arrive late at the hospital. Delays can cause further damage, including compartment syndrome, When swelling caused by the venom, increased pressure within the muscle compartment to the point the blood cannot supply the muscle anymore, and nerve with the oxygen and nutrients cannot pass. If left untreated, so the muscles and nerves fail and may cause a death. Yeah, the person might die. Once acute compartment syndrome has occurred, surgery is the only option. In most severe cases, the damage may be so extensive the patient lose the use of their limbs or need amputation. So that is one of the causes.
All right. Let's just before we go, Said, what will be your final remarks out there on how should people prevent themselves? How should they? What response should they actually give when it comes to issues to do with snake bites?
As I said, for the snake bites, the first and foremost important thing is the people have to reach as soon as possible an health center or hospital for treatment. Second, I said that they have to keep the person calm, immobilize him, and to move him. Help him to move to the hospital. And also, for that's what I would say about this.
All right. Yeah. How about any other activities that the MSF has been involved in you'd like to share with us?
Yes, MSF has been advocating for effective antivenomous to be made available in all health facilities. But the high price of these antivenoms or the vaccine is a problem. It's a major problem. It is a vicious circle, as some countries don't buy antivenoms for their hospital because they are too expensive, and pharmaceutical companies don't make them because so few buyers are there globally to purchasing them. The result is that they remain largely out of the reach of people who really need them. As on Thursday, you might have heard, and of course, Radio Maria is aware of the thing, that the World Health Organization will release an ambitious roadmap on the prevention and control of snake bite and venoming, with target on how to reduce the number of snake bite deaths and causes of disability. MSF, Medicine Sans Frontières, fully supports this move and will be calling on governments and funding organizations to step up and respond to snake bite with the urgency and attention. Because this neglected public health crisis demands attention.
All right.